The Federal Reserve raised its interest rate for the sixth time in the last year and a half.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Fed raised its overnight lending rate by 0.25% on June 13th. This is the sixth increase in the rate in 18 months. The last raise in the rate before these six was in 2015. The Fed's overnight lending rate is now at 2%, still extremely low on historical basis, but at least better than the almost free money that the Fed was pushing into the banking system. Furthermore, the Fed is expected to continue to raise its rates through 2020. The economy has shown steady growth and employment growth has been phenomenal, pushing the unemployment rate to the so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 3.8% level, and inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015, rose to 2% by the end of 2016, and to 2.1% for last year. And while seasonally adjusted data shows an inflation rate of 2.5% for the last 6 months, the raw data indicates a much more robust 4.0% inflation for the same duration. High inflation rates of the 20th century are a lot less likely to happen now. The 21st century global economy is very different from last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent or at the very least limit inflation in any individual country. Since inflation happens when a lot of money is chasing a few goods, open trade solves the problem of few goods when the entire globe is the market. This trend, however, may not last for long. If some of this saber-rattling about tariffs and new counter-tariff actually takes hold, steel and aluminum prices have significantly increased since the new tariffs were suggested. With counter-tariffs coming up, we are going to see a different picture of inflation in the coming months. Numerous trade wars took place in the 20th century. The largest one for the U.S. was in the 1930s. Slamming tariffs on trading partners resulted in retaliatory tariffs, the same as in 2002. Neither of them created the desired results. The new tariffs are also expected to perform as successfully as their predecessors. In this environment, the Fed is expected to further tighten the monetary policy. Most economists expect interest rates and inflation to rise, and if the current skirmishes on the trade front is joined, we will be facing a full-fledged trade war that undoubtedly will raise the probability of an early recession. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.